Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. This is my series, The Call of Moses. We're telling the story of Moses from his birth to where God gave Moses the assignment to free his people from the Egyptian slave masters. Yet, Moses is yet to know this God until the start of this story. Moses had forgotten the land of Egypt and made a new life for himself in the land of Midian. He married a daughter of the priest of Midian and had several children. He was no longer a prince, but a shepherd tending sheep in the hills. But God did not forget Egypt. The sons of Israel continued to cry out to their God. God heard their groaning and remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God Almighty took notice of his people. Moses was pastoring the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, who was the priest of Midian. He moved the flock into the wilderness on the west side of Mount Horeb, which is also known as the Mountain of God. It is here he saw a fire burning up in the mountain. Not just any fire, but a single flame, a tree burning. He climbed the mountain to satisfy his curiosity. As he got closer, he saw that the bush was burning hot and high, but the bush was not being consumed. The flame seemed to just burn and burn, but not the bush. He went closer to see this amazing thing. Then a voice cried out from the burning fire, "Moses, Moses, do not come any closer. Remove your sandals, for you are standing on holy ground." Moses, in shock from this voice in the flame, removed his sandals to stand barefooted on the ground before the flame and asked, "Who was he speaking to?" "The ground you stand on is holy ground," is the phrase that the voice speaking from the burning bush used. It can only mean one thing, that God Almighty is present. Yet at this point in his life, Moses does not know the God of the Hebrews. My next story, Moses will hear the name of God. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.